Today, Shi'ez Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Hey. We will begin on Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Beis on the bottom line. We had learned in the Mishnah that a Sofik, we'll discuss now in Mitzvah Shem and the Gemara, what is the definition of a Sofik, and an androgynous is an individual that was born with the simonim of both a male and a female. These two individuals, Eim Echalim as a Shabbos, for them we don't make a bris on the eighth day, even if the eighth day comes out on Shabbos. Begins the Gemara Sof Tor Rabbanon. The Pasuk says, B'yayim ha-shmini yimol b'sar alosoi, alosoi shalvadai, the oral of somebody who is that certainly has an obligation to have a mitzvah's mila, his mila is doiches ha-shabbos, v'loi sofik. The oral of a sofik is not doicha as a Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, says the Brisa further, Arlosoi vadai doches Shabbos, the Arla of someone who's certainly a male is doiches the Shabbos, v'loi androgynous. But if somebody is an androgynous, the halacha is that it's not doiches Shabbos. Yudaima, androgynous doiches Shabbos, and androgynous is Mila is doiches Shabbos, v'onish chorus, and if an androgynous doesn't have a milah, his chayiv koris. Arlosoi vaday doiches Shabbos, the orla of somebody whose obligation to have a milah is doiches the Shabbos. Somebody who's certainly today Shabbos is his eighth day from when he's born. His bris is doiches the Shabbos. V'loy noyle ben hashmashes. If a child was born either Friday evening or Matzoi Shabbos by Ben Hashmashes, so we can't be sure what exactly is the eighth day, and we can't be sure that Shabbos is the eighth day. So such a bris is not Doiches Shabbos. Such a bris is not Doiches Shabbos. Alosoi Vaday Doiches Shabbos. Somebody who has an orla, somebody who certainly has an orla, has a bris on Shabbos. V'loy noyle kishumol, but a person who is born already with a bris mila, such as the person, his bris is not doiches Shabbos. B'shamayimrim, that even though his bris is not doiches Shabbos, tzarch la'atav menu dam bris, we still have to do our toughest on bris. B'shamayimrim, and B'shamayimrim's opinion is, ain't it tzarch, that there is no need to do our toughest on bris. However, at this point in the Gemara, even Beis Shammai, who requires that somebody who's noilad kishumol to have hatofes dam bris, still he doesn't do that on Shabbos. So if we learn this brisa, the brisa has learned from the word arlosoi four different situations where we don't make a bris on Shabbos. So, of course, the question is, how can we learn four different halachas from one pasuk? So from Rashi, it's mashma, this is the way the Ritva learns Rashi, is that there's really only one limud. The one limud is that arlosoi is doicha Shabbos, v'loi ha-sofik. And all the examples that our Gemara now gives are only different examples of what is a sofik. But there's really only one limud necessary. The one limud that's necessary is to tell us that by a sofik, we don't do a bris on Shabbos. Tosfos, as we're going to speak about soon, Tosfos the Ramask of a sofik, has a whole different approach. But before we go into that point, Tosfos asks a question. He asks, why do we need a pasuk that we shouldn't do a milah on Shabbos by all the situation of a sofik? Is there a havamina that we should be mechal Shabbos misofik? If we don't know for sure that we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, we certainly have no right to be mechal Shabbos. So Tosfos quotes the Ri that a child that we don't know, the child that was born, and we think it's the 8th month, that we're going to learn soon in the Gemara, that in those days, a child that was born to the 8th month is considered like a mace, and there's no chiv milah. or a child that was born that we just mentioned, Ben Ashmashis, there is no need for a pasuk to teach us that such a child would not mechal Shabbos. And even though the Braisa just mentioned these situations and mentioned that we learn from the word Arlosoi that we don't make a bris for such a child on Shabbos, it's only in a smachta ba'alma. The only two people that we need to have a pasuk to tell us that we don't make a bris on Shabbos is for an androgynous and for somebody who was born already gemalit. For them, we need a pasuk. And the Mashal explains, somebody who was born in the eighth month, somebody who was born by Ben Ashmashis, has a full-fledged Arla. The only question is his Mila Doichet Shabbos, or is his Mila not Doichet Shabbos? And it's Poshet, says Tosfos, that we're never Mechal Shabbos unless we have absolutely a right to be Mechal Shabbos. However, somebody that was born an androgynous, or somebody is, so we don't know if it's, or somebody who has, who is gemalit, so then we don't know how to treat that orla. Do we treat that orla as a full-fledged orla, and therefore the bris should be conducted on Shabbos like by every other child, or do we not treat it? And for them, we need a pasuk to teach us that such a bris doesn't take place on Shabbos. So what we've accomplished in quoting this Tosfos is a number of things. We've explained why a child, why even though if it's a suffik, we shouldn't need a pasuk. We've now been able to explain why there is a need for a pasuk. But we also were able to eliminate that the need for a pasuk is only in two of the four situations. Continues Tosfos to teach us that the pasuk uses the word arlosoi twice. Once the pasuk says, "Ubiyoyim hashmini yimoil b'sar arlosoi," and another place that's talking about a child who has a bris milah when he's 8 days old, and there's another pasuk by a gadol, "Va'arul zocha shlo yimoil b'sar arlosoi." So we have the word arlosoi twice. And the way Tosfos just explained, we only need two places to teach us that under those, the only two places where we need a pasuk. So now it worked out perfectly. The Miches Chinuch and the Sfas Emes have a different approach. Tosfos started by saying, why do I need a pasuk to tell us that we're not Mechal Shabbos by a suffik? Of course, we're not Mechal Shabbos by a suffik. So the Sfas Emes and the Miches Chinuch teach us, if we wouldn't have the pasuk, so we would think that even though you're not supposed to make a bris for somebody who's a suffik on Shabbos, but if you did do a bris for such an individual, you won't be mechayiv a kamechatis if you did a b'shogig, you won't be chayiv skil if you did it b'mezid. Teaches us the pasuk that it's a full-fledged chilul Shabbos. It's not only something you're not supposed to do because me suffik. You're not supposed to be Mechal Shabbos. The Torah is teaching us that you're full-fledged Chil Shabbos. So we also learned that even though at this point of the Braisa, there's a Machloikus Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, if somebody who's Nolad Mol, if we have to do a toughest Ambris, but we certainly, everybody agrees, even Beis Shammai we explain that we can't do a toughest Ambris on Shabbos. So ask the Sfas Emes, if he is an oral and he's mechuyiv in a bris, so then we should be allowed to do the bris on Shabbos. If, on the other hand, someone who's born already with a mila is not mechuyiv in anything, so what we're doing is a kilkul ba'alma. We're just wounding him. And a kilkul ba'alma is not asur on Shabbos. So why shouldn't we be able to do the bris? Answers the Sfas Emes. Since the question now at this point is according to Beis Shammai, since the Rabbanon required that we should do a bris, explains the Sfas Emes, so fulfilling what the Rabbanon expect you to do, says the Sfas Emes, is considered that you did something. Even though the act may be considered a makalkel, but if you did something that Chazal wanted you to do, it's considered that you did something. There's a very, and therefore you would be chayiv, and it would not be considered an act of makalkel. There's a very, very famous machloikis throughout Shas, and that is Sofik Daraisa. If you have a Sofik by something which is a Daraisa. So we know that the rule is Sofik Daraisa L'Chumra. But when we say the rule of Sofik Daraisa L'Chumra, the Rishonim debate, what does that mean? Does it mean that Midaraisa we have to go L'Chumra? Or does it Midaraisa the really the din would be that we should go L'Kula? The Rabbonin are the ones that told us that if you have a Sofik Daraisa, you should be Machmer. So the Marit and other Achroinim want to say our Gemara perhaps is a raya to this question. On one hand, we have a raya. When we have a child that we have a suffix, we should make the bris on Shabbos. The Torah is telling us, don't make the bris. So that's a raya, that when we have a suffix deraisa, we go l'chumra. On the other hand, I saw other Achroinim that say just the opposite. The fact that the Torah singles out that by bris milah, if you have a suffix, if you should do it on Shabbos, the Torah tells us don't do it. It means that here, the Torah tells us we should be machmer. But maybe everywhere else, by suffix deraisa, we could be mekel. Why, when we have a, why by somebody who is noiled mol, is the halacha that we have to do hatofas dan bris? So Rashi explains, the reason that we have to do hatofas dan bris is because maybe there's an orla, even though we don't see it. In other words, according to Rashi, the question is, do we have to be concerned there's an orla, even though we don't see an orla? Dar Zeruah says there certainly is an orla. The way to understand it, that an orla, which is not visible, according to Rashi, is not considered, according to Beis Hillel at this point of the Gemara, is not considered an Arla. And since it's not considered an Arla, there is no Chiyuv to do the Bris on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Shimon Elazar lo nechalku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel anoiled Shemol. Rav Shimon Elazar says that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel do not disagree. They all agree that if he was born with a Mila, Shetzorach lahatif men adam Bris. Menei, as, and this is very consistent what we just explained, for they both agree, Shaul Kavushihi, there is an Orla. And if there's an Orla, there's a Chiv to do a Bris. Aman Nechaku, where did they disagree? Al Gersh Nizgayer Kishamol. If you have a Ger that was Nizgayer, where he already had a Bris. Beshama Amrim, Tzorch Latim Menem Benam Bris, that even though he already had a Mila, the Mila that happened when he was an Akum doesn't count. Beshama Amrim, and it's Sarklat of Menodambris. That is the Braisa. Now the Gemara begins to analyze this Braisa. Amamar, V'loi Sofak Doichas HaShabbos. The Braisa began with the words V'loi Sofak Doichas HaShabbos, and then the Braisa enumerated many situations that are a Sofak. But we know that every word of the Braisa is there for a purpose. So if the Braisa uses the words V'loi Sofak Doichas HaShabbos, it's obviously speaking about another situation which has not been mentioned explicitly in the Braisa. So ask the Gemara L'suyimai, what is the case? Answers the Gemara L'suyuhad Tana Rabbanan. Speaking about the case of Ben Shiva, a child that was born to 7 months, and the Bris is and the 8th day is on Shabbos. The Halach is Mechal Nasa Shabbos. We make the Bris on Shabbos. Ben Shmoina, but if he was born at eight months after his mother got pregnant, ein mechal nasa Shabbos, because such a child will certainly die. So asks Rashi, if this child will certainly die, so why can't we do a meal on Shabbos? It's no different than just cutting a piece of flesh that certainly doesn't involve any chil Shabbos. So Rashi explains that this price is going according to Rebbe Lezer, that as this perek has been teaching us, Rebbe Lezer's opinion is that even machshirei mila doing something in preparation for the Bris Milah, a doiches a Shabbos. But that's only when there's a real obligation to do a Bris Milah. But if there's no obligation to do a Bris Milah, because this child, unfortunately, will not survive, for such a child, we're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos with the Machshirei Milah. Sofak ben Shiva, Sofak ben Shoma, if we have a child that we're not sure if he was born to the 7th month or the 8th month, a Mechal as a Shabbos. We can't be Mechal as a Shabbos. Ben Shmoina, a child that was born to the 8th month, Hareyu Ka'evin, it's considered muksa, because it's not a child, and he will not survive, and therefore he's muksa, v'asolatatli, he's just like a piece of meat. Aval ima shoycha umeniksa b'nei sakana. The mother could bend over to nurse him because of the sakana. So Tosfos Devei HaMaskil Ben quotes the Ri, says that b'zman hazeh, we're allowed to move any child, and because we're not sure exactly when the mother conceived to know if the child is a ben shiva or ben shmoina. But Tosfos says, sometimes if the parents only had relations once, so we know definitely when the moment of conception was, and then we could figure out that the child is a ben shmoina. So if then if the child is a ben shmoina, so that child, based on what we just learned in the Gemara, we should not be allowed to move. Says Tosfos that even if we see that a child is born ben shmoina, even if we're allowed to move him and do a bris milah on Shabbos, sometimes it's considered a ben shiva. It's a child that was ready there from before, that was conceived before and only came out later, and we can never be sure if. We can never be sure if he's a ben shiva or he's a ben shmoina, and we could therefore always do the bris and not treat him like a piece of boss in the world. So our Mishnah said that if this child, who we're assuming will not make it, ima shoychalov aminikasa b'nei sakana. So Rashi explains that what is the sakana? The sakana is to the mother. We're concerned that she has milk, because she just had a baby, and if she won't express that milk, she could get sick. The Ritva says that obviously we're not concerned here about sakonos nefashos, because if it was a situation of sakonos nefashos, then as we've been learning in this Masechta, we do whatever we need to do if it's a situation of sakonos nefashos. So he says that even though the extra milk is bothersome to her, it doesn't reflect a sakonas nefashos, and therefore it's only shoychal of min kasai, but not anymore. Itmar. Rav Omar, halacha tanakama. Rav says the halacha is tanakama, that somebody who was born already with a bris mila, we don't do hatafastan bris. The Shmuel Omar, halacha of Shimon ben Elazar, the halacha is like the Shimon ben Elazar, that you do have to do hatafastan bris. Says the Gemara, Rav Ada bar Hava isyad lehu yinuka. To Rav Ada bar Hava was born a child, kishumal, that he was born already with a bris milah. And Rav Ada bar Hava, ahada tlasim mahalei, he tried to find a mohel to do the bris. The bris was supposed to be on Shabbos. Nobody wanted to do the bris. All the mohelim refused to do the bris because they said, for such a child, we're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Ad Shaviyei Kru Shivcha. Until he, having no choice, did the Bris Mila himself. Omar, and then he said, Ad Shaviyei Kru Shivcha. But he didn't do it right, and he permanently damaged that child. Omar, and he said, tastily, so to speak, I deserve this punishment, the Avdei Ad Rav. I violated what Rav said, that the halach is that you don't have to do hatafistan bris. And therefore, I had no right to be mechal Shabbos. Amalei Rav Nachman, v'adishmul le'avar, and you only violated Rav, and you didn't violate what Shmuel said. Eimer, dama Shmuel, when does Shmuel say that a child that's born gemalit has to have hatafistan bris? When is that half of the hatafistan bris? B'chol, during the week. Abba Shabbos Miyomer, he never suggested that we could do such a bris on Shabbos. And therefore, everybody will agree that you shouldn't have done it. So why are you only pointing out Rav? Who sovar? The reason Rav Adar Bar Hava held that you have to do a Tavos Dam Bris, because he held Vade Or LeKavushahi, that somebody who is born with a bris already is considered an individual of Or LeKavusha. Ditma, Rabba Amma, Chashinen Shem Or LeKavushahi, Rav Yosef Amma Vade Or LeKavushahi, and that's why we're Mechal Shabbos. The Mordechai says that somebody who doesn't have experience to be a Moel may not perform a bris on Shabbos, because we're concerned that he may not perform the bris properly, and it turns out there was Mechal Shabbos without a heter. The Shach, quoting the Rosh, says that a father has a special mitzvah to make the meal on his own child, and therefore if the father is able to do the bris, he should do the bris himself. So, the fact that Rav Adar performed the bris on Shabbos proves that he was an experienced moel, according to what the Mordechai just taught us. So why, if he was an experienced moel, because as the Mordechai says, if he's not an experienced moel, he's not allowed to do a bris, so why did he look for somebody else to do the bris if he could have done it himself? Says the Trumas Hadeshin, based on this, that he quotes Rav Elazar HaLevi, which the Torah quotes. Rav Elazar HaLevi says that having someone other than the father perform the bris on Shabbos minimizes the chil Shabbos. Because when someone other than the father performs the bris, it's considered Dov Shein Mechavin, he doesn't intend to be misakin the child, because he doesn't have, it's not his child. He doesn't have the obligation to misakin the child. A father who has the mitzvah to make a bris milah for his child is intending to be misakin the child. So therefore, says the Trumas Hadeshin in the name of Rabbi Elazar HaLevi, that the bris on Shabbos should preferably not be performed by the father of the child. And that's how we could understand the Gemara. Because that's why Rav Adar Bar Hava, although he was the father of the child, and although, as the Mordechai says, he was an expert moel, looked for somebody else to do the bris. And only because he couldn't find anybody else, he went and did the bris himself. It could be, however, the Trumas Hadeshin says, that our Gemara is not a raya to the Shita of Rav Elazar HaLevi. Because here we're talking about Hatafas Dam Bris. Hatafas Dam Bris, even if Rav Adar was an expert moel, he maybe wasn't an expert in Hatafas Dam Bris. Or he says he didn't want to go by himself and violate what Rav taught us, and that's why he was looking for somebody else, which is a little hard to understand. If he holds you're not allowed to do it, so either don't do it or don't ask somebody else to do what you believe is asur. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Minan Mila. From where do I know that my shita, somebody that's noilad with a mole is vade orla kavushahi? The Tanya, the Brisa says, Rabbi Elazar Kfar Oimer Lo Nechuk Beisham Beisel. There is no dispute. Al noil kishu mole should tzarich latav menadam bris. Somebody was born already with a mila that a tavos dam bris is required. Amam Nechuk. Where do we have a machloikus? L'chal lofus haShabbos is. Are we allowed to do Chil Shabbos? B'sham Raimim, then not only is Hatavas Dam Bris required, but even Mechal and Lovas HaShabbos, or B'sil Loimrim, a Mechal of HaShabbos. La Mechal, can't we see from here, from Rabbi Elazar ben Kfar's statement, if we do Hatavas Dam Bris on Shabbos or not, the Tanakama, the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that says that they didn't argue regarding Noel Shemol, Sover, that everybody agrees, Mechal and Lovas HaShabbos. Says the Gemara, who says to understand Rav Shimon ben Elazar that way? V'dilma Tanakama, maybe Rav Shimon ben Elazar, divrei HaKol, a Mechal and Kamer. Everybody agrees you're not Mechal. Ask the Gemara, Im Kain, if Rav Shimon ben Elazar says that everybody agrees that we don't do that Tavos Dam Bris on Shabbos, Rav Elazar HaKfar is only explaining the opinion of Beis Shammai. Because according to Beis Hillel, you're not Mechal Shabbos. It's only what is Beis Shammai's opinion. And ask the Gemara, we're trying to explain the opinion of Beis Shammai? The opinion of Beis Shammai doesn't count. We never paskin like Beis Shammai versus Beis Hillel. Tamid Beis Shammai Osel Shminin, says the Gemara, this is what Rabbi Elazar Shimon ben Elazar meant to say. Everybody agrees that we're not Mechal Shabbos. And Rabbi Elazar Kvar, meant to say, he's not coming to disagree with Shimon ben Elazar. He's coming to say that we learned earlier in the sugya that there's a machloikus Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel if we have to have hatofas dam bris by somebody who was born with a bris milah. And we learned that in that brisa, they wanted to say that according to Beis Hillel, even during the week, hatofas dam bris is not required, according to Beis Hillel. And according to Beis Shammai, it is required. Comes Rabbi Elazar Kvar to tell us that that's not the area of dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. They both agree that somebody, it's nola true mol, has to have a tavas dam bris. The machloikus of there is if it may be done on Shabbos or not. So it comes out that Rabbi Elazar Kvar is coming to explain Beis Hillel's opinion that a tavas dam bris is required, and he's not coming to explain Beis Shammai's opinion. So we've just learned a new concept. We've learned a new concept of a tavas dam bris, that under certain circumstances, we can't, we don't make a bris mila, but we make hatofas dam bris. There's a fascinating remark. He says, a child that was born, the child where we made a bris mila by night, we have to do hatofas dam bris. If, however, the child had a bris before 8 days, it doesn't require, we don't do hatofas dam bris. A very difficult remark to understand. By both of these children, the bris was not done at the proper time. Why by the child that was the bris was done before the 8th day, do we not have to do hatofas dam bris? The child that the bris is done by night, obviously after the 8th day, we do hatofas dam bris. It's a difficult psak to understand. So I saw that the Sefer Emek Yeshua explains as follows. The din of bris is to take off the orla. When does a child become an orla? Oral? At what point is he considered that he has an orla? On the 8th day. Until the 8th day, what he has there is halachically not an orla. So he says, if by the time the 8th day came, he already had a bris milah, so this child doesn't have an arla. The obligation to do a bris is only on a child that has an arla. This child doesn't have an arla. And therefore, what was done is, there's no point in repairing. There's nothing to repair. There's no arla. However, the child who already came to 8 days and had an arla, that means halachically he developed an arla. Now what's the concern? That we have to do a bris. And the halacha is, as we're going to learn, a bris must be done specifically by day, not by night. So if the bris was done by night, that isn't a valid bris. Because he has an arla without a valid bris. An arla without a valid bris, we have to do hatofas dam bris. But the other one doesn't have a arla at all. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Asi. Kol she'ima tamei leida. Any situation where a mother is tamei, the tumas leida of having a child, after she has a child, nima l'shmoina. Such a child should have a bris on the 8th day. She has to have the bris on the 8th day. Kol she'ina tamei leida. But if there's no tumas leida, the best example that I obviously could give is a child that's born with a cesarean section. Or, as we're going to learn, the child was born when the mother was not Jewish, so there was no chiyah bris. There's no tumas leida because she's not Jewish. And in nima l'shoina, there's no bris on the 8th day. You make the bris immediately. Shenami isha kisazri v'yol d'zoch v'tama, u'b'yoy mashmini yol yimel b'sar l'osoy. The chiyah v'yimel b'sar l'osoy is only if there's isha kisazriya, if there's the tumas leida. Amlay abaya. So So Abaya asks Rav Asi, Doris Rishoni Yechichu, let's bring a raya from the Ovis. Shirei Ein Ema Tumei Leida. There was no yet Tumas Leida at that point. The Torah didn't give us the parsha. V'nima L'shmeina. Yet we know the Torah told Avram Avinu Yitzchak to do the bris on the eighth day. Amalei, so Rav Asi responds to Abaya, Nitna Torah, when the Torah was given, and the Torah gave us the halacha of Tumas Leida, at that point, Nischat Shalacha. So as I saw the Mefarshim explain, we know that the Ovis were Mekayim called Torah Kula. So certainly, the Ovis weren't just Mekayim, the Mitzvah Bris Mila. The Ovis were also Mekayim Hilchas Tumas Leida. So for them, there was Tumas Leida, and there was a Bris, and there was also a Bris on the eighth day. However, the Doris after the Ovis, they weren't Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. They were only Mekayim the Mitzvah Bris Mila, because Bris Mila was given that we have to keep doing the Bris Mila from the time of Avram on the eighth day, from the time of Avram Avinu and on. And that halacha only began that Badai had to do it on the eighth day, even though there was no Tumas Leida. However, after the Torah gave us Tumas Leida, the dinim of Tumas Leida, at that point, it was also taught that these two halachas travel together, and if there's no Tumas Leida, there's no obligation to do a bris on the eighth day. Eini, asked the Gemara, is this the halacha? V'etmer, we learned Yoytze Doifin, the Caesarian, Umish Yesh Leishtei Rolos, or a child that has two Orlos, we have a Machloikus. Rav Huna, Rav Chiba, Rav. Chad Amar Mechal Nosso Shabbos, we make a bris on Shabbos, and we Mechal Shabbos, v'chad Amar, a Mechalam. Says the Gemara, Atkan Loi Pligi, the Machloikus is limited, El Mechal Nosso Shabbos. Is this a bris for which we Mechal Shabbos? Avel Shmoina, but that the bris should be done on the eighth day, Vadei Malinalei. Everybody certainly agrees that we do the bris. So we see that one has nothing to do with the other. Says the Gemara, Loi. The way to understand is Haba HaTalya. It's not just the Machloikus that we make the bris on Shabbos or not. The bris, the Machloikus is much more fundamental. The Machloikus is, do we make the bris on the eighth day? The man that says that we're not Mechal Shabbos, the reason he says we're not Mechal Shabbos is not a din in Shabbos. It's a din because such a child doesn't have a bris on the eighth day. And the man that says that we are Mechal Shabbos holds that were Mechal Shabbos on the eighth day, because that's an individual with Mechal Shabbos, because he has to have a bris on the eighth day like everyone else. So we spoke here about Mishyesh L'Shtar Arolos. So the Meiri asks, if he has two Arolos, so we have to take off both. If we have to take off both, so that's the Bris Mila. So why can't we do that Bris Mila on Shabbos? So the Sfas Emes answers, as we've quoted at the beginning of the shiur, the Torah uses the word arlosoi. So we learn from the word arlosoi that only one arla may be removed in Shabbos and not two. Another way of understanding, says the Sfas Emes, that the child that was born with two arlas, really one is the real arla and one is not. I just don't know which is the one that is the real arla and which is the one that's not. And because we don't know which is which, we can't be Mechal Shabbos, because we don't know which is the real Orla that we have a right to be Mechal Shabbos for that Orla. The Tzofnes Paneach, the Ragged Shover, has a different approach. He says that to fulfill the mitzvah of Mila, an individual who has two Orlas, you mekayim the mitzvah Mila as soon as you take off one. The reason we have to take off both is because there's two rules. There's one rule that we have to make a Mila, and there's another rule we have to make that this individual should no longer be an Oral. And to accomplish that, we have to take off both Orals. But the mitzvah's Mila, we fulfill only with one, we're doing the Mila even on one Orla. So now what's going to happen? We're only obligated, and therefore we only may make the Mila on one of the Arolas, but he's still going to be an Oral. And now the question is, when we're allowed to do a Mila on Shabbos, the Machloikus that Al-Gamar just identified, what does that mean? Is it that you're allowed to do the Mila on Shabbos? So yes, we did the Mila on Shabbos. Or is it we're only allowed to do a meal on Shabbos that will leave the child no longer an aral? But this meal, if we only take off one aral, will not leave the child that he's not an aral anymore. And that's why that man Dharma says, wait for after Shabbos. The Beis Yitzchak, the Shalos HaTshuvos Beis Yitzchak, asks a question. Here we're learning, this is in Yerideya, Chelek Beis Simen Tzadik Tes. Here we're learning that somebody who has two arolas, we have to take off both of them. Question, Shabbos, but we certainly have to take off both of them. He asks that the Gemara, Masechta Menachos, the Flamed Zayin and Aleph discusses, if somebody has two heads, on which head does he have to wear the tefillin arosh? So he says there's a fundamental difference. As we just said, one of the obligations of the mitzvah smila is that the child should no longer be an oral. How do we accomplish that he should no longer be an oral? If we take off both. However, when we speak about tefillin, the Torah wants us to wear tefillin. And as soon as you put on tefillin on one of the heads, you fulfill that requirement, and therefore there's no reason that you should have to wear tefillin on both heads. So suggest the Gemara. This machlokes is actually a machlokes tanoim. The Torah HaKadoshah speaks about two individuals, Yilud Bayis, an Eved Kanani that's born in the home of his Jewish owner, and the Torah speaks about a Miknas Kesef, an Eved Kanani that was acquired by his Jewish owner. Moreover, the Psukim that speak about this seem to be contradictory. The Pasuk says, Ober Shmoinus Yomim Yimelchem Kol Zoch L'Dor Seichem Yilid Bayis U'Miknas Kesef. So the Torah says that both a Yilid Bayis and a Miknas Kesef have to have a bris on the eighth day. But then the Torah says, Himoil Yimoil Yilid Beisecho Miknas Kesbecho. From here the Torah is indicating that the bris should be done immediately. So how do we understand these two psukim? So says the Gemara, the Braisa says, Yesh Yilid Bayis Shanimel Echad. There's a situation of a Yilid Bayis that has his bris mila immediately as after he's born. Yesh Yilid Bayis Shanimel Shmoina. And there is a Yilid Bayis that has the bris on the eighth day. Yesh Miknas Kesef Shanim Alechad. There's a situation of a Miknas Kesef that has his bris immediately. V'yesh Miknas Kesef Shanim Al L'Shmoina, that his bris is on the eighth day. And the Brice explains itself. Yesh Miknas Kesef Shanim Alechad. V'yesh Miknas Kesef Shanim Al L'Shmoina. Ketzad. Lokach Shifcha Muberis. If somebody bought a pregnant Shifcha, V'achach Yolda, and after he bought her and she became a full-fledged Shifcha Kananis, the baby is then born. Zeh Miknas Kesef. This is a situation of Miknas Kesef, but he was born in the Jew's home. Nimal Lashmaina, and his bris will be on the eighth day. Lokach Shifcha Vladi Imai. But when he bought the Shifcha, she already had the baby. So the baby wasn't born in his possession. So when he buys the mother and the baby and he brings them into being Avodim, Kananim, so that's a Miknas Kesef, that's Nimal Echad, that the bris is made immediately. Yesh li bayish Nimal Shmoina, Ketzad, Lok of Shifcha. If you buy a Shifcha, Nis Abrla Etzlan, she got pregnant while she was under his ownership, Vyolda, and then she has a baby, Zeh Yilu bayish Nimal Shmoina, that's a case where the bris is on the eighth day. Rav Chama Omer, Yolda Vakachet Bila, a Shifcha Knanis, is not considered that she acquires the status of a Shifcha Kananis until she has tefillah. So therefore, Yol Devachach Tefillah. So it turns out that when she had the baby, she didn't have Tumas Leida because she didn't have the tefillah yet. If she didn't have the tefillah yet, so she's not in the category of a Jew, that the rules of Tumas Leida apply to her. Zer Yilat Baish Nima Le'echad. Hitbila. But if she did become a Shifcha Kananis and only Ach Kach Yolda, so then she was, when she had the baby, she was in the status of Shifcha Kananis. She was in the status of an individual who has Tumas Leida, and that's Yilud Bayis Hanim L'Shmoina. The Tanakama says the Gemara L'Shonalei Ben Etpil V'Ach Kach Yolda Ben Yolda V'Ach Kach Etpila Davagav De'en Ima Tumei Leida. He says, unlike what we learned, that Tumas, so the din of Nima L'Shmaina, he says, doesn't travel together with Tumas later. So we seem to see from this Braisa that this concept that the Gemara wanted to introduce, if Bris on the eighth day travels with Tumas later or not, is a Bachloikas Tanoim. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rav Chama. So the way we've understand according to Rav Chama, that the din of making a bris on the eighth day travels together with Tumas Leida, Mishkachslo, so all of the scenarios that we needed to find have been achieved. We found the case of Yilad Bayish Nimal Echad. We found the case of Yilad Bayish Nimal Shmaina. We found the case of Miknas Kesef Shemina Echad. And we found the case of Miknas Kesef Shemina Shmaina. And the Bryce explains itself. Yol Devachachet Pilo. If she had the baby before she went to the mikvah, so she didn't have Tumas Leida, so then Zer Yilud Baish Nimalechot. Hit Bilov Akach Yolda, but if she went to the mikvah before she had the baby, so she was subject to Hilchas Tumas Leida, Zer Yilud Baish Nimalechmina. So her baby will have a bris on the eighth day. Miknes Kesav Nimalechmina, Kigan Shalukha Shivcha Muberis, he bought a Shivcha who is pregnant, Vit Bila, and she became a full fledged Shivcha, Vakach Yolda, so then the bris is on the eighth day. Miknas kesef nimal echad, kigon shalocha ze shivcha ze ebra, that if he only bought the child and not the mother, so then the child is not like every other Jewish child. Every Jewish child is born to a Jewish mother. This child wasn't born to a Jewish mother. This child was born to a shivcha, and therefore the bris is on the first day. El Tanakama, but according to the Tanakama, who does not subscribe, as the Gemara, to this concept that Tumas Leida and the Bris on the eighth day travel together, Bishlam Kula Mishkachas Law, all the cases could be found. But, as the Gemara, El Yilad Bayis Nimal Echad, where would there be a case that somebody was born to your Shivcha that you own, and that the Bris will have to be on the first day? What would be that situation? Answers the Gemara Amar B'Yirmiya, B'Lakech Shukhfil Avra. He bought a shivcha that the baby will be his. He only bought the baby and not the mother. So, and the mother got pregnant. So, in such a situation, it's not like a Jewish child because the mother isn't Jewish. He doesn't own the mother, says the Gemara. There's a question throughout Shas, particularly a Gemara in Masechta Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. If somebody only has limited ownership, our example, he only has ownership in the mother, not full-fledged ownership in the mother, his ownership is limited that the child would be his. Is that considered as if he owns the mother or not? So if we say that Kinyan Peris Lavke Kinyan Aguf Dami, so it's not considered like he owns the mother. If it's not considered like he owns the mother, so then we can understand why this is not considered a situation of Yilid Bayis. However, asked the Gemara, El Laman Dami Kinyan Bayis, Peris Ki Kinyan Aguf Dami, so he does have ownership in the mother. If he does have ownership in the mother, why is the bris on Yom Echad? The bris should be like by any Jewish child on the eighth day. Amar Ramashasha, Belakech Shivcha Mnashalat Bila. He made a Tanai that this mother will not have tefillah. So, since the mother will not have tefillah, even though the mother is owned by him, and therefore we would suggest that it's considered Yilid Bayis, it's not really Yilid Bayis. Because as we said, it has to be comparable to the way Jews have babies. And this is not a situation where the Jews have babies, because Jews are full-fledged Jews. And here, he said that this mother will never be considered a full-fledged Jew, she'll never have tefillah. And therefore, even though she's technically, the child is technically a Yilid Bayis, but because his mother is in this unique situation that she won't have the din of a Shivcha Kananis, so the bris is not on the eighth day, the bris is right when the baby is born.